Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. On a continuation of last week's discussions about insurance, but now we're going to go on.
We want to do our phone numbers, though, first.
Oh, I know. Bob beats us up every morning. We forget. 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
And so this is part two.
This is part two. Now, you said something after we got out of the studio last time.
Yes. I was going to do some research. We were talking about what members you should have on your team.
Right.
That's right.
And I did do some research, and I think we nailed them all last time. Was there?
You had one after the fact that you said.
I remember.
I remember, too.
Okay. I remember. Shoot, I wish I would remember the one that I said.
But he's older than we are.
Well, I looked it up, and the three that we covered were the lawyer, the accountant, and the financial advisor, and the insurance person, obviously.
Right. Okay.
And are there any more besides that?
Well, no, actually, he said lawyer.
Yeah, right.
And I thought I said lawyer on.
That was what you caught us going out of the studio. He said, oh, by the way, I got another one.
Okay.
All right.
And CPAs, I think you said that too.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So let's continue on. Bob, you were going to say something there?
I was just going to say, is there just four members?
Yeah. Well, there could be more, but the basic four would be those four.
And sometimes you will have two guys that handle one of those
positions,
or three.
It might be an attorney who is insurance licensed and an investment advisor who does it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we mentioned the team part of it is because when you're working on certain situations, you're going to have to call on these different individuals. And the more they know about your particular situation is going to help you long run.
Okay, yep, that makes sense.
So now, Leanne, let's go to investments. Tell me, what is the difference between an investment advisor and a money manager and a certified financial planner? Are they all the same?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The registered investment advisor is, you have to have a certification, and you are under the auspices of the SEC or FINRA, and they watch you very, very carefully and have specific requirements for that individual, because they want to be sure that, number one, a portfolio is planned for your goals and objectives. They want to be sure that you are putting the individual in the right, the right mutual funds, the right ETFs, the right stocks. They want to be sure that you are looking at that individual as far as their goals and objectives and their risk tolerance and their age. In other words, they want to be sure that you invest the right way for the individual.
So the phone call that you get from New York and says, I've got this hot deal.
You don't do.
Those are not investment advisors.
No. Basically, with an investment advisor, or a registered investment advisor, they have so many rules and regulations they have to follow. It's not like somebody, like a broker, who will go ahead and call and say, I have this hot deal, or I have this particular stock. They're not looking for the goals and objectives that the individual is. They're looking at who would be interested in this kind of a situation. However, now the new fiduciary standards coming out are really going to change a lot of that.
They won't be able to make those phone calls. Bob, go ahead.
Excuse me, I'll turn on my mic. Are all of those individuals, do they have fiduciary responsibilities, or do some half, you listed like four of them, do you have, some of them do and some of them don't, or do they have to tell you? Or?
The broker was a little bit different before.
Uh-huh. That was the fly-by-night guy that you got the call from that you'd never hear from again if you didn't give him some of your money.
Okay. Well, not necessarily. There were brokers at different firms, and they would call you and suggest that this is a stock that would be available and would you be interested? And they would talk about that particular stock. They weren't looking at setting up a whole program for the individual.
They had a hot stock they wanted to sell.
Mm.
But the brokers are getting put into place as far as fiduciary responsibilities, too. So this is all going through a changeover. But the registered investment advisor is a whole different ballgame. And then you have the certified financial planner. And they, both of those, have fiduciary responsibilities. And you had better follow the rules and regulations as far as what's right and appropriate for the individual. They are doing the financial planning. They are looking at setting up a program for the individual and developing that program if they actually work like a money manager does. Setting up that program, then what they're doing is they're looking at their age. They're looking at their goals and objectives. They're looking at their risk tolerance. You don't want to put someone 80 into a real, real aggressive stock. You want to look at their age. You want to look at the goals and objectives they set. You want to find out, have they built an emergency fund? Have they built their base? And you plan their investments around those things. For instance, if you have someone who's planning to buy a home, all right, where are you getting the assets? Then if you're building assets, where are you going to put the money? And if you are looking for retirement, you're going to be looking at their retirement funds. You're going to be looking at their IRAs. You're going to be looking at if they have a pension coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be much more conservative because they've got to make that money last. So it depends a lot on the individual and how they are working with that individual. It's not just buying one stock, hot stock, that type of thing.
Is there somebody who's 80 years old who you would say should be an aggressive or some and
conservative.
Somebody
conservative
and somebody who's should they all be conservative? Is it still a rule where you'd subtract their age from 100 and say that percentage should be in stocks and stuff like that?
That's a general rule.
That's a general
but
rule.
But not by looking at the person. You don't know what do they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Okay.
Now, Leanne, you mentioned both registered investment advisor and a certified financial planner.
The registered investment advisor is under FINRA, for instance,
SEC. What's the difference?
Well, the certified financial planner is an individual, and the registered investment advisor can be an individual too. But generally, the registered investment advisor is handled differently. The certified financial planner has that certification, but it's a little different. I'm trying to figure out how to say this appropriately. The registered investment advisor is much more expansive. The certified financial planner is working with just one or two or three individuals, whereas a registered investment advisor may have a lot of individuals, and there's a lot of different things that go into the two.
What are you?
I'm both. Well, my company, the registered investment advisor is really my company.
Right.
And then I'm the certified financial planner.
Within the company.
Within the company.
Okay. I was going to
give
your phone numbers.
My number is 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
And we say this all the time, but if you're driving around right now listening to us, call the radio station when you're parked, and we'll give you those phone numbers Monday through Friday.
Right.
Does that explain it a little bit to you,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gets a little tricky because mm-hmm. the certified financial planner, that's an individual degree.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the registered investment advisor, you're thinking a broader picture. And you're under a different type of a situation there because you've got the broad picture, you have FINRA involved or you have the SEC involved, and you're looking at a much broader picture with the certified financial planner. That's a separate designation, and you have the Financial Planning Association that works with those certified financial planners, but it's a more condensed version.
Is there, when you set up a program for a client, for a prospect, and they have a 401k or a retirement program at work, do you want to see that, Leanne?
Definitely.
Why?
Because you can't plan different investments that you're going to be using without knowing what they have at work.
Because
you have to plan the two melding together.
Okay.
And that's the important thing. When you're setting up a plan for an individual, you have to know where their assets are. You have to know what they have. Because if they say, I'm real conservative, and they're doing real aggressive things, then you've got to figure out why they're not both on the same page, why one is totally different than the other one. So you need to know their age, their goals and objectives, their risk tolerance, what their assets are, where those assets are located. So you're doing almost a financial plan with them, because you cannot invest over here when they've already got some entirely different over here and they don't work together.
Or you might have the same investments and you don't know that because you haven't seen what they've got.
That's right. That's why it's important that you know what they've got.
So the question then becomes, I come to you, I want you to do some investing for me, but I don't want to bring the rest of my stuff in. What do you do, Leanne?
I tell that individual, I'll look at what you have, but I can't tell you if it's the best thing for you without knowing the rest of your picture. You've got to know it all to really set up a good individual plan. The other thing is, have they built an emergency fund? You're planning your investments. Are you looking at, and here comes the goals and objectives, are you looking at a new home? Are you looking at retirement? Are you looking at education for your children? Are you looking at moving? Are you looking at job changes? Are you looking at CDs? Are you looking at mutual funds? Do you understand how exchange-traded funds work? Do you understand how stocks work? Do you understand your investments? And do you understand what your philosophy is for investing?
And there may have been a death in the family, a new marriage, a divorce, or a something that now comes into play dramatically because all the goals are changed.
Well, the thing is, do you want growth? Do you want capital appreciation? Do you want income? Those are the kinds of things that you look at, because those are the things that you're going to plan the portfolio around.
There are no perfect answers.
No.
And there's probably no cookie cutter thing for one plan fits everybody at 75.
Because if they're 75 or 70 or 80 or 85, they're going to be looking at things entirely different than if they're 25, 30, 35. If you're just married and starting a family, it's a lot different than if you're going into retirement. The other thing is, when you're going to do a full financial plan, you are going to be working with the CPAs, the attorneys, the insurance agents, because you are going to set up a program geared for that individual, and those are the rest of the team members that you have to include, because you're going to be working with them.
Is there somebody who's a quarterback of the team, or are they kind of just work together?
I would say that the quarterback of the team probably would be the registered investment advisor or the certified financial planner that's going to reach out to these individuals.
Okay.
Because they know, after meeting with the potential client or the client, this is what you've got, but you haven't done an estate plan yet, okay, et cetera.
Right. And you got to get your stuff from the attorneys and so forth.
Right. So you have to work together.
Okay.
Our telephone numbers are 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-3997. 5,000.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Week. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.